Welcome to another episode of Since Y'all Don't Read. I'm your host, Mia Chantel, and this week we have the gang back together.
It's the gang.
Hey! Trio Trio.
I can't really laugh. If you've been listening for a while, then you already know who Amber and Jazz are. We're not going through resumes again, so take it back to season one if you really want to know what they're about, what they do, or if you follow me on Instagram, then you already seen them, you know. So, of course, these episodes are always kind of centered around like dating and dating expectations and just the craziness of living in Atlanta and trying to get a man. Be with a man.
Child, are there any out here? Call into the radio station and let us know.
So we're just going to jump right into it. So, of course, the first question, which I have, I kind of prepped them on this one just so they can kind of have their mind ready. But is there a zodiac sign that you will avoid, or once you find out that a guy is like this zodiac sign, you're like, oh, hell no. Like, you like, let me exit stage left. Cause I know I have one, so I feel like we all have one.
Yes, but like exiting stage left.
Yes,
that I you have just would not. Yes, few. I was gonna say don't play. You know you got one.
I do, but like I would give another man of that sign
really
a chance. Yeah, because you know it matters. Like your placements matter, that's your chart true, matters, all of that matters. Okay. So you didn't say like. We headed for the hills.
Yeah.
We just said, like, well, we've been able
okay, to well, then, who is your, okay, not headed for the hills.
Well, I'm headed for the hills.
Okay, well, let's start with Jazz. Because I'm like, yes. I know I have one that I will probably avoid for the rest of my life.
All signs, though, just because they're one man?
Yeah.
I mean, not all signs, but all men of his sign just because of yes. him. That's just a one-off.
No. I've had multiple experiences, and they have never worked.
Oh, well, you had multiple.
Yeah.
So it's not just that one.
Yeah. Okay. And not necessarily even, like, dating, but just, like, even interacting with certain signs.
As, like, friends?
Both, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Which one?
The one that we was going to business with. I feel like oh, he's
yes.
Like, he's
definitely. He was my number one. Yes, Aquarius is number one.
Okay. So then, Jazz, what's your number one?
A Taurus.
Exactly.
Jazz had a Taurus.
And this is the thing. I didn't even date either one of these, but they thought they were dating me. So,
wait, how
girl,
you know
you're a bad bitty now, yeah, so like, you gotta. And it is so
we
crazy.
Know who one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know one of them, and the other. Yeah, I don't. No.
But Jazz, y'all so close together on the zodiac wheel. I'm surprised you don't like.
But I feel like that's why I don't work.
Because it's too much alike energy.
I've dated like 4 or 5.
As a fire sign, you don't really have no business with an earth sign anyway.
But I feel like it could work. You could balance it out. But the opposite is on the track in that case. It ain't never worked.
Yeah.
We've always ended up just like colliding. Like that stubbornness and that, I don't, like that wanting to be stagnant and just like, I'm like rooted in this. And it's like, no, let's go. It's like.
Yeah. But that's just y'all different elements, because as fire, you move, like, but yeah. As an earth sign, of course they're going to be rooted, you know, and just grounded.
Like, oh, this is, I'm one with where I am. No. Or just very, like, rigid. It's a rigidity to, I think, Taurus men, and I'm just like, no.
Have I dealt with a Taurus man? Yes, I've dealt with two. So I would need, like, to deal with one more just to break the tie to figure out if I ever deal with
them
again.
How were the two, though?
Right.
They were complete opposite, like, well, one, okay. I don't even know if it counts because we were, like, in high school or middle school.
That still counts.
And then the other one, he was, like, way older than me, so.
I mean, that could definitely count.
I was probably, right. I mean, I was legal. I was, like, 22. He probably was, like, 30,
mm-hmm. 31. That's not too bad. Yeah.
So, but I can't really, like, decipher between whether I would deal with another one or not because.
I know for sure I would never deal with another Taurus. No, if good. I could avoid it, I would never deal with another Taurus.
I'm good.
And even like with my mom being a Taurus, I have interactions with Taurus, so I get it. My aunts, like I have family, but men, no thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Women cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why like, it's just something about, but even so that also goes for like Virgo women. I get along very well with Virgo women. Virgo men.
Yeah, Virgo men is coming immediately after Aquarius.
I actually get along with Virgo.
It's like the end of August.
You get a
September.
Yeah, August 25th.
Virgos that I've dealt with, we get along really good.
But know why?
They get in their feelings.
They're very sensitive.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a huge problem.
You're right.
Some of these days, I wake up with my head screwed on the wrong way.
Yes,
and you think I can deal with you crying?
Yeah, sometimes you can be a little bit brash. I could see how that.
Yeah, it's a hell no.
But no, y'all, you get along with Virgos because y'all are both ruled by Mercury. So it's like.
That's the
same
planet.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like different elements, but kind of like the same polarity. Because all of that matters. Because for me, for example, Saturn rules me and Aquarius. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kind of like, I understand them. But as far as dating, because Aquarius men, they were not hugged enough in their childhood. And it comes off as that they're very detached, very aloof. And then when you let them know, well, that was my experience.
I think it really got to depend on, like, where you're meeting them at. Because my Aquarius man was very nice. He was a sweetheart.
Y'all know I love my Aquarius.
But y'all compatible with them.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
To be honest, the Earth sign don't have no business with an Air sign. The only reason me and you, like, kick it because you got a Virgo moon. So you grounded. Mm-hmm. But if you just all air or fire and air, like.
Everywhere.
I'd be like, no.
But you also have fire in your chart.
Definitely, yeah. It's my big three. So
that's why I'm like.
It meshes.
Yeah.
So many, like, factors. Yeah. But that's... Aquarius is definitely number one. Jazz, what Taurus men do to you?
How do I describe them? Like, they just feel not even control. Yeah, I would say they definitely like to control the situation.
That's
but it's like
stubbornness.
They want you to
they
kiss
like
their
to
ass
on.
Too.
They want you to kiss their ass.
But then they also like you're attached to me and we not even together. Like, why are you calling me FaceTime at 3 o'clock in the morning? Or you'll text me talking about some who you laid up with.
And y'all have not.
And we don't know. Like, why are you texting me at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about some what nigga you with?
Now I ain't never had no Taurus jump out like
that's
that.
Weird.
But I definitely have them like come at me sideways as if it's like
you checking me. We not even dating. What you mean?
Yeah, that's very weird.
Like, yeah, no.
I can understand why that's annoying.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean,
don't check for me or don't. What did she say? Don't come for me unless I check for you.
Unless I send for you.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah, don't do that.
Okay, well then I guess it's not that bad. Well then, who is your like? Do you have like the big three yeses, like the three signs that you're like, oh yeah, we work every time.
Yes, y'all gonna eat me up about my number one.
Here we go.
What?
Here we go.
What is it? I'm trying to think. Eat you up?
Yeah.
I'm so tickled. Y'all gonna eat me up?
Go ahead.
My number one would be Cancer.
I knew it. That's why her eyes was fluttering.
I love a Cancer man. I love a Cancer man. Babe, don't be acting like your daddy not it out here.
You know what? He's not my man, though. But I see how he out here. That's all I know. I knew you was gonna say that.
We sister sides. We just the opposite. We share the same axis. Yeah. So I just love them. Like, and they love me. Everybody else's horror stories with Cancer men don't be hitting for me.
Yeah.
For real.
All I hear is bad. I've never dated one or talked to one, though.
You won't, because y'all not compatible.
Yeah, they probably won't even come your way.
Yeah.
Great.
I've been needing that water in my life to soften me. Like, as a Capricorn woman, that's a lot. So, yeah. I've been needing, like, you know, a soft emotional landing sometimes. They say we're compatible. I've never dated a Scorpio, though. I'm low-key not interested because I see how Scorpio women move and I see how Scorpio men are, like, in media, like
Scorpio
future
men
Drake.
Are terrible.
I can see
Diddy.
That. Exactly.
Yeah, so I've never been interested, but I'll give it a try. They say we're compatible. Yeah. But I just think that's because earth and water, and then also Scorpios are what people... No, Capricorns are what people think Scorpios are because they be trying to act like they all cool and mysterious.
And
no, baby,
trying.
That's just us. And we don't be trying. We just be aloof with it. Yeah, but yeah, right. Scorpios, they really some savages.
I think you would probably have more success than someone like me. But yeah, I'd be like, run.
I'm open.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm never dated. So what's yours?
Leo.
That you will date? They said I'm compatible with them too, but
Leo.
The Leos that I've dealt with.
I was going to say, even some of my friends are Capricorns and Leos. It's
I don't know why they put us together.
Yeah. Like, but it worked when it worked, but when it don't,
yeah,
it's very volatile.
Yeah,
because
look at Michelle Obama and Obama.
So I'm like, yeah, Leo is probably my top. I don't know. I like a Pisces.
That makes sense.
But that's I have Pisces in my chart. I was gonna say
you gotta be careful with that too, because they can put your fire out, or you can boil them. Like, you know, your elements, like they're water, so you can just piss them off in, and they can just throw a damper on what the fuck you got going on. So I can see you have to be careful with it.
I mean, it's not my top three, but I've dated a couple, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I like my Pisces.
Yeah. But Leo's top, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to end up with either Gemini or Aries, but Leo is my top. Like, I've never dated a Gemini man, I've never dated an Aries man, but I've dated several Leos, and I love it.
I really don't mind Leos, it's just... Sometimes they go back and forth with their confidence. Like, either you're going to have a God complex or you're going to be humble. Leos. Okay. Like, are you going to have a God complex or be humble?
That's their
Is it giving
MO.
Uchi, Wally, or one Mike? Yeah. Like, it's just a back and forth for me. And that's so for a stable person like me, it's, you know, when I stand up in it, I'm standing up in it. I'm not going that back and sense. Forth.
Whereas
so.
For me, I'm like, we can be about it. Like, all right. Yes. Right. Like a seesaw. Like, I'm up there.
You know, I'm running behind you because you my friend. Like, this is But for my man, I don't want to do that. Like, and as a man, I want you to stand on something. The back and forth is crazy for me. Like, no. Wait, but you didn't finish telling us your top three no's.
Top three no's. Number one, Taurus.
Yeah, you always thought that Taurus.
Number two, Virgo.
I don't think I gave my three.
Poor Virgo. No, Jazz only gave one. We got to go
and
back.
And number three, honestly,
Capricorns. You always say how you loathe the Capricorn man. And I get
but
it.
But I've never dated
different.
A Capricorn man. So that's why I'm like, I don't know if it's just the Capricorn men I've interacted with are just too, like, arrogant.
They have that definitely. About
but I never dated one to be like, fuck no, it's just been like.
We are another sign who teeter between God complex and humility. I like
but
humility
because
it's just
women.
Easier.
I don't get that from women. The
it
men,
is
men, I think, because I feel like with men and women, sometimes the signs show different.
Oh, for
they
sure.
They definitely do.
So for me,
sure.
I'm like, Capricorn men don't really bother me. Scorpio men do.
Damn, I ain't never dealt with
a like
Scorpio.
Like, hard, a hard no. It's Virgo, Scorpio, and.
Taurus
every time.
Those are all those are all fixed signs too. Virgo is mutable.
But I'm mutable.
Virgo is like an air sign for it's like the air sign of the earth sign.
So then that would make sense because I'm mutable and I definitely feel like of those three, I've dated Virgos and I've had a decent enough experience. But when it comes to the communication, it just we'll be good and then it'll just and I'm like, what happened?
I feel like maybe because your mentality as a Sag is like so expansive and they're very detailed and detail oriented and focused.
So very micro and I'm macro.
Yeah, and so maybe that's where y'all disagree.
That definitely could be it. So those are my three. And I won't say like I would never date those. Well, I would never date a Scorpio.
Like ever? Again?
Ever.
What if he was everything you wanted? What if he checked off all your boxes?
Well, we have to look at his chart then because that means he ain't all Scorpio. That
Which might. Is a good thing, yeah.
I would, in that case, we would be looking at those details and going with a microscope to check that out.
Not a microscope.
Because, that would be the only way. Because, I mean, again, like I've dated Pisces and we're not compatible.
Well, Pisces is interesting that you like them because they're also mutable signs. So if you date within your modality.
Which I feel like I do.
Yeah, like I think Jazz is mutable too. I'm cardinal.
I think so, yeah. Because we're sister signs.
Definitely, yeah. Y'all
so
just got,
I feel like it, I feel like that makes sense. Like Sagittarius, they don't have a twin defined the way a Gemini does, but they have a second personality.
Okay.
So that's why people are like, oh, Sagittarius man crazy. He jumped out of bag. I'm just saying.
What did you do?
That is wild because there is that like other side. It's not like the shadow side. It literally is just another personality that sits like dormant.
Well, I've been in witness to that, so I'll give my top three. Top three no's, definitely a Taurus. Definitely a Sagittarius.
Wow.
Y'all
was
supposed to be a
Now, you really tried it, but okay. He was unevolved.
I was about to say, that's just because
unevolved.
Of old boy.
I will
and
say, unevolved anything is going to be bad. Negative. Unevolved Leo, it's a crybaby. The ego is going to be bad. I feel like the unevolved is what you got with him. And honestly, he
still ain't evolved.
He I don't know what happened.
He just kind of wavering in the wind.
Yeah, he just might have some mental illness.
Honestly and truly. So, you got to give Sagittarius another chance. What's the runner-up?
Capricorn.
Damn.
I'm sorry, y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love my women. But
I can see that. Like I said, an air and an earth sign low key don't have no business being each other. Yeah. Like you know, significant other, I always like, just to simplify for me, I look at it from an element standpoint. So air is here, earth is here. Yeah, it's a lot of space in between. Okay. And so how are we gonna, that's why I said your earth moon, because I got a Virgo moon too. Mm-hmm. Like it connects us. It's the one in the middle. Because otherwise we'd be here.
Yeah. Right.
And I'd be like, I don't understand that. And you'd be like, I don't understand you. Mm-hmm. Like, so maybe that's why. Okay, so what's your second runner? Oh, you said Capricorn and then third.
And then Aries.
I never dated an Aries.
Yeah, you said you don't like Aries. And I'm like, I don't know. Because I be seeing, I see other people that I know are Sagittarius with Aries. And I'm like, oh, okay, this doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But then I hear horror stories that Aries are like Scorpio men. And so I'm like, well, I ain't got time.
You know why? Because they're both ruled by Mars. Oh. It's just opposite ends of the space. Like night and day.
But like Big Sean, I'm like, I can see myself like a Big Sean type, you know.
But you don't know what Big Sean.
I was about to say, you know what he's like.
Him and Janae going through it.
They're quiet. She's been quiet. I have not seen that baby. I ain't heard from him. I ain't heard from her.
Exactly.
He came out with a new song on Friday.
Like, that girl just wants you to marry her. My God. And you doing everything but.
Listen. She got his face tattooed on her.
That's what they do. Waste your time.
Well, somebody's
triggered. Sorry. Yeah,
we that's got what they do. Waste your time, girl.
Sidetrack. Okay.
Okay,
did I get my top three no's?
Yeah.
You said
Aquarius, Virgo. Yes, Leo on the lowest of keys though.
Yeah,
that's not a hard no.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just from what I know from the Leos that I've dealt with, you know which one ruined it the most. And then did I deal with another one? No. So yeah, that's not a hard no. But it's that is my top
awareness.
Three. Yeah. So and then for my yeses, I said Cancer, Leo. Mm. I just want to try it.
I love it.
And I'll go with Libra.
Oh, okay.
I think we'll be fine because we're both cardinal signs.
Mm-hmm.
And Libra is also exalted in Saturn. So we got a connection there. Because, you know, Saturn loves justice. It loves fairness. Mm-hmm. Libra is the fucking scales, for God's sake. So that's what they all about. And just trying to balance things. Saturn loves that. So.
I only dealt with one Libra, but Lord.
Y'all should have been, which one it was. Y'all should have been fine, but that's because he was on some old other shit.
Which I'm like, rolling into Scorpio.
That was high school, though.
Yeah.
What's your top three
yeses? Aquarius, of course. I'm surrounded by them, though.
You are. You really are.
I would say a Gemini.
Really? You know what? I ain't even gonna lie. Yeah. I dated a Sagittarius, and I felt... like
we're literally the same person.
See, that doesn't work for a Capricorn because like when we both being stubborn and we both not talking and we both not expressing our feelings.
Jesus.
But that's how me and Aquarius are. We're literally the same person too.
Well, how do y'all get along then? It's too much mirroring for me for a Capricorn
man. I don't know. I think it works only because like the second I remember, I just was like, wow. Is this what it's like to know me? Because it was kind of scary, but it was also like, oh, you're not gonna try this. Like, no, wait, like when I felt like he was moving into like those Sagittarius ways where I'll like retreat sometimes and like step back. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was almost like we were reading.
You
each
saw
other's
him
steps.
Before he moved.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He was definitely playing chess, not checkers. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was fun. The only reason why we didn't work out. I don't know why we didn't work out. Because we drove down. Were you with me when we drove down?
To Florida or Alabama?
Alabama.
Oh, that was a Sag. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we didn't work out.
Girl, why his friend...
From his dorm mate?
Yes, text me.
Recently?
Yes, like a month or two ago.
That's crazy.
First of all, why do you still have my number? I know my number
your
hasn't
changed.
But that was how long ago?
That's me
that
holding
was,
on. That's
that
my
like
Capricorn-ness.
Sophomore or freshman year college?
Yeah, bro, we were like 20
till 10 years.
Escort.
No,
yeah.
Over 10 years.
It's over 10 years because I still have my Ford Escort. And he just texted you like recently?
Yeah. No, you lying. You had the Honda because remember we had to make up a lie about your car breaking down because we came back from Alabama. You was gonna be late for work, and I was like, "I'll just stay over your apartment and pick you up."
I don't even remember. We had a whole plan. I remember we got there
because something happened. Oh, we got kicked out of his dorm room.
It was Because it was like,
you know, old school HBCU, Alabama. Yeah, that rules. Girls and boys. And
how so, they find y'all though?
We were laughing too loud.
We were laughing loud, but we snuck in through the back.
And the alarm went off.
The fire alarm went off.
And it was like, sometimes they don't check it. They're not going to check it on the weekend. It was like a Sunday. Yeah. So we like, okay, bet. We in there chilling. Watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So y'all had to come back. That y'all had to come back.
It was quick. At least 30 minutes to an hour.
Like, oh, that's not bad.
But like that, the, I don't know who it was, like an RA, whoever just came in like, now y'all know.
And he was like, come on.
And what was
so how long was y'all there?
It took him a while to come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, we were in a dorm only for like 30 minutes to maybe an hour because I think they were trying to figure out like which alarm it was. Mm-hmm. And then when he came in, he was like, okay. Like, at least he fully clothed.
Right. We just watched TV.
Not fully clothed.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know he was a Sag. I liked y'all together. But y'all didn't last long.
We did not.
Do Jazz know who he's talking about?
No, she's in school. Oh, we went to high school together.
I'll tell you.
Let me pause it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say. Okay. Yeah, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I like them together.
How did
y'all break up?
Okay.
Honestly, that's what I'm saying. I don't remember because his mama lived around the corner. So I would, like, when he would come home in the summers, I would just go pull up his house, pick him up. I don't know why we broke up.
Oh.
I don't know.
I liked y'all together.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, that was one of your boyfriends with the least amount of drama.
And the least amount of
smoke for me, because them niggas could not stand me. But
listen,
you know, I'm really
connected. Every time.
It was. And what you was going to do about it?
I'll never forget you called that guy's little cousin, bald head. He was a Taurus.
Oh, that makes sense.
He was a Taurus. He gave me hell. But yeah.
I don't even like. I used to like him for you, but now that I know he's a Taurus, I don't like that. He started with me.
He did.
As usual, people always start with me and don't like it when I turn up.
Break up. Now you say that, I honestly don't know.
I think y'all was good.
Maybe the distance.
I think it was just a distance because he didn't have a car. So unless his brother came home,
true,
it wasn't nothing like.
And I remember Mia kept telling me like, "We gotta go down there. We gotta go down." Were y'all still dating then? No, because we didn't even see him. We only saw the friend.
Yeah.
But also because he wasn't there. He had left by then.
I honestly don't know. I don't remember. A lot of stuff, my memory is just shot. But I really don't know why we started. I think we just got into an argument and it blew up real bad. Because even after that, like, I remember at one point we were still like talking or we were like messaging on Instagram. Because this is when Instagram was just pictures. So this was a while ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened. And now he like married.
I'm not surprised. Whole time his brother won't.
Oh, he went to the military.
Oh, yes. And I think like, because remember someone else in our friend group used to date him and she told me that.
Yeah.
Like a little bit after he left college. Okay.
Yeah, he went to the military. But I don't know why we ended, but I feel like him going to the military, I was like, oh, I'm good. I dated a nigga in the military and that definitely blew up in my face, so.
Yeah, they be having mental problems, unfortunately. But as a black man, that's like the most valuable
thing. Oh, it wasn't no mental problems, you just fucking everything.
Oh, that's the other side of it. Yes. Yes, that's the other side of dealing with a nigga in the services. Yeah, I don't care. Marine, Air Force, Army, Navy. Pick one. Yeah, okay, yes. That's the flip side. Yeah. Them having babies and then having mental issues on top of that. Yeah.
Right.
And bringing you back what?
Nothing.
$2,000 in a Dodge Challenger?
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, pretty much.
Nasty work.
Okay, so got that out the way. So then where are we at now as far as like what we want out of life? Do you feel like when we used to talk about dating just a couple years ago, even just like in our 20s, like have your goals or what you want out of a relationship change? Or do you feel like you notice a change in what you need to be, you know, fulfilled or complete or like in love or
in a partner? I've definitely noticed that, like, I need, like I said, soft emotional landings because no one is more hard on me than I am with myself. Right. So I need a partner that's going to be like, chill, like, you know, reel me back in and just lift me. But I feel like I've always wanted that. I just didn't know it was more emotionally based than like physical.
Right.
Because of course you can't come over here if you broke, but
right.
You also have to have,
please, if you are broke,
I'm sorry. It's absolutely nothing I can do with you.
No,
that I could like rewrite your resume or make a website for you, but as far as dating, no. But yeah, I definitely need that. And so I guess for me to get that, I need my man to be emotionally available, mature, and just, you know,
so older
adept. It don't always have to be an older man.
They still be childish.
That's true. Hey. I guess I feel like I haven't met enough men our age that have understood what their like traumas resonate with, yes. And that's why they're so like either emotionally unintelligent or just unavailable. Because it's like you don't want to go to therapy. You think talking to somebody is like the ops, or you just don't realize that you have something that has broken you and how it's coming
and
out.
And actually, you're not supposed to be living your life like holding on to that. Like, talk to somebody so you can release it and move on. But niggas be running around here thinking their trauma is normal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My mama raised 3 kids on her own. I know a woman can do it. Skirt! Did you ask your mother if she wants to raise 3 children on her own?
Right.
No. So that's a part of your trauma, like having your mom spread thin like that, and you know her raising a child, 3 kids, and all that by themselves. Like that was one of the reasons that I had to really get away from my Aquarius, is because, you know, he had mama issues that he didn't trust women fully because of her. I don't have no time for that. Like, yeah, so I say all that to say I need my man like emotionally adept, and you don't have to come to me fully healed because healing is never complete, but at least show me that you've been doing a little work. Like, I don't transform into a whole woo-woo ass bitch, so the work is there and it works, it helps, but you have to be willing and open to even want to come to the door of the work and step in to, you know, get with me. Like, it's different now. It's just not about what you have and your accolades and what you got on paper.
Because that don't mean nothing.
Because you could be a manipulative, abusive ass person. Like, our friend, well, our mutual friend, she's going through that right now.
Yeah.
He's a psychologist, but you know what the fuck going on. Yeah. So it don't really matter.
Got all the degrees.
Yeah.
Nutcase.
Mm-hmm. Got your fucking fancy degrees and everything. And everything. But you over here, so like, it ain't physical abuse, but it's abuse. It's and it may as well. Sometimes that's worse.
That's because
now you got her out here messed up in the head thinking she's
and
not good enough.
You can't see those wounds. And so you don't really know how deep they go.
And that's what she said. And she's like, she's been in it for 12 years. Yeah. So it's going to take some undoing. Because all she hear in her head is his voice when she try to feel good about herself or, you know, try to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, she been working out, like, all that shit. So...
That's
scary. I say all that to say you have to do the work. It doesn't matter completely. It is important.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter completely about what you have.
At least understanding triggers, understanding like your responses to things, like a basic understanding of yourself. But a lot of men don't know themselves.
Well, we got to start there.
Yeah. I think a lot of men our age don't know themselves yet.
And it's just gotten worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
They're not trying to learn themselves. You know how, like, as women, we're doing things that we want to do, you know.
And that's the problem.
Trying to figure out what we like and what we don't like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's mine. That's what I feel like I need from, like, our last conversation. Because it's been, like, a year or two since we recorded, right?
Yeah. It's been a minute.
So, Jazz, do you think you are any more... closer to, you know,
marriage,
things like bam,
mirage.
Is that something that you know you want?
Y'all know me.
Y'all,
I like, I don't know, because I feel like this is something new to me.
Been in a relationship for so long.
Yeah, definitely.
Or is it because he's older?
I wouldn't even say because he's older.
It's just how he treats you is new, and that it's...
just the whole thing is new. And I like taking my time. I don't like to rush. I know people be like, if you don't marry me by 2 years,
no,
over.
You don't.
Now, I'm not saying I'm not going to be here for 10.
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
You're not a Christian.
Yeah, like, I'm good with just, you know, you getting yourself together.
And you not going to be on your knees.
Girl, I will bop you over the head so that...
I was just watching
that
episode the other day.
Like, Donkey Kong, what are you doing? You need to tie your shoe.
And they still didn't get married, though. After she was in, they still didn't get married.
They're not even together no more.
Who? I thought they were.
Chrissy and, no.
Jim Jones, they broke up.
She lived in Miami and he lived somewhere else.
Yes. Like, but they on the new Love & Hip Hop, though.
Oh,
I didn't see them.
Yes, they are.
I only saw Brooke and
Atlanta. I mean Miami.
Brooke and Marcus.
Miami, yeah. Or,
I have to watch.
No,
I don't know which one. It was. They're on a Love & Hip Hop recently. Maybe in the last couple of years.
I just watched the last episode last week.
No, in the last couple of years. It might have been the season before this one because I caught up.
I haven't watched.
Matter of fact, it was the Miami one. I caught up.
Oh, I didn't know.
And she's living in Miami. Yeah,
they're not living together. Like they're not together. She's saying they are, but they're not together.
Okay.
I want to have a conversation with her. Like, what is it about this man that's tying you down?
Because he don't even break. He don't even get his braids redone. Like,
he does. He just brush them when they done. That's what they said on Twitter. Terrible. They said on Twitter, Jim Jones get a full braid set and brush them hoes.
That's terrible.
Because that's how his hair be looking.
Okay, Jazz.
But yeah, so it's different in what way? Sorry.
Just always. Because this is really my first real relationship as an adult.
As an adult, yeah. So everything hits different.
Yeah, it's different. Like, before him, I was, you know, not necessarily just out here, but I was able to.
Yeah, we always know you to date other men. Yeah, that's why I feel like you didn't talk about it, because it's like, they not worth bringing up. Right. Yeah,
literally.
This is the flavor of the week.
Literally. So, I mean, yeah. I don't think anything has changed. But like I said, I'm taking my time, like, do your thing. But again, I'm not going to be here 4 or 5 more years and you just do, 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 because by year, maybe in the next 2 years, I'm out.
Yeah, I feel like that by then he should definitely know though. So let me ask you this, like, do you feel like giving men an ultimatum kind of pressures them or forces them into a marriage they wouldn't want to be?
Yes, but that's what I
also
want.
Don't you feel like you have to give one? Because men will drag you on for 10, 20 years.
You do if it's the right
If
one.
It's meant to be, yeah.
I really feel like the girls that pressure men, like, oh, I have this date or I have this deadline or I have these things I want,
End up divorced.
They either end up divorced or they don't end up together, because I look at it like this. A nigga gonna know if he wanna be with you.
Yeah,
he not gonna
get
to run around. He gonna lock you down because he don't want nobody else to have
exactly.
You. And so I feel like you ain't gotta give timelines to somebody that's on the same page as you, because y'all gonna talk about it and y'all
that's
gonna
true.
Be on the same page and y'all gonna be good.
No, that's
it
true.
It be the girls that be like, well, you know, he's like, they getting breadcrumbed and thinking the little breadcrumbs he giving you is just enough. And it's like, no,
just to shut you up.
Yeah.
Literally.
And so the ultimatum for me, I don't think that's ever worked for anybody in history. Just like the pull-out method don't work.
Exactly.
Like, they're one of the same.
That's why I'm here.
You know what? I mean, that's how I got here.
Right.
But that's how I feel. I feel like it's the same mentality to pull out and be like, no, we on rhythm. Like, we got this. And it's a false sense of security, because that shit don't work.
Just like I hate when a nigga be like, oh, what's understood ain't got to be explained. Baby, I don't understand nothing.
Explain
it to me. I'm not understanding nothing. This is turned off. What's your type of thing? Turn it on.
Like,
no, mine is off, baby. You got to explain
every
to me.
Time.
Yeah.
No, talk to me nice.
I hate when
that ain't even nothing I want to hear.
Yeah,
that and big money and, oh, you got all
the money.
Go to hell.
You got all the money.
It's the big money for me.
No, somebody called me that one time.
Did you block them?
No.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell y'all.
The pause was enough.
Because I had to think about it, because I want him to see. I want him to see
big money.
Me, because I'm gonna show y'all.
No, saying text messages.
That's who it is.
Okay.
But honestly.
That's who said it.
But I had, so I had a guy.
All because I wanted my car that I have now. And I'm like, it's not even a Bentley. Like,
what is
it
with the cars? Because the one guy that, well, it's been multiple guys, but the one guy who said it jokingly, like.
Well, you got the big boy, sis. But that shit not unattainable for no one.
And that's my point. And I don't get why so much of the talk about it, especially when, like, women have nice things or women are able to get it. Like, I had a conversation with somebody. This was sometime last year. I don't remember where we were. And literally the guy was like, oh, ain't no man gonna want to be with you driving a car like that.
Honestly?
Literally.
What car was it? Jay told me that.
My truck.
What he drive?
Boo. Told me that he was like, damn, Amber, niggas really ain't gonna want to fuck with you now. He was like, look at you. You already good looking.
Yeah.
Like, you got this energy.
So, nice cars scared them away?
That's what I was trying to get him to explain. Like, what you mean?
What they want you to do?
He explained it to me as, if I'm a regular nigga in like a Corolla or a Camry, like, you're not checking
me.
And
something.
I said,
but
honestly.
Yeah. That's what he said, because at the time I had my Cobalt and I'm like, what's wrong with my little Jimbo? Like, that's my baby. I didn't care about, like, you know, what
it
kind
never,
of car I drove.
Like,
I just saw,
like,
that car and knew I wanted it.
Yeah.
It could have been a Honda. It wasn't because it's a luxury car.
Exactly.
I just wanted it. Like, I don't care.
Listen.
And people be acting like you driving Bentleys and Phantoms around here.
I mean, the eyes start crossing. I'm just like, it's not, in my mind, it's not a deep, but what it told me is that men are just insecure.
Very.
Because you're literally saying, instead of being with me and we getting it together and elevating each other, you feel like because I have attained a certain level of anything, that we all can have the same access, because as a black man, you still got male privilege over me.
Definitely.
So you're saying that you can't meet me at my level because of what I drive. You know nothing else about me. Right. I said, if anything, I like the squares of loser niggas when it comes to the people I'm into. So, there's so many men that I've dated either don't have a car, or they drive their mama car, or their car is like, it's just, I don't be like,
no, but you low-key don't have a type, though, because you don't date niggas from all over.
Like, thank you.
From one end to
thank you. That's true. Thank other. You. So that's why I'm like,
I don't never know what you're like or who you're like, because
you, that's true.
Exactly.
All your niggas just been like.
So that's why I feel like that's bullshit. Because if you get to know somebody, you looking at it from your insecurity, you're projecting, and now I'm gonna be single forever because of it. That's stupid.
I guess they just feel insecure about the fact that you're a woman and you've done it on your own.
And they don't even got a house.
Because they want to be needed.
It don't matter. You have somewhere safe to stay. Like, right. your people not on your head about it. A lot of people don't have that.
Right.
Well, I know plenty of folks who can't go back home. Like, sorry to those men. Right, but,
yeah.
You know, it's, and it may not always be the things that you have. It could just be the way people love you, the way people show up for you. Yeah. Like, men get jealous and insecure like women do. So, it could be all those little things.
And they're worse.
And it's like, oh, you pulling up to me in a date in this? Like, they just
weird.
Yeah, but I'm so sorry because I'm gonna drive what I want. Well, so I'm only gonna go up from here.
We all drive luxury cars. We all drive luxury cars. Like, I literally, the guy that caught an attitude with me last week about what I drive and telling me my shit deserved to be broken into because it was a Porsche.
Basically, that was he just didn't use those words, but
that's what he was saying.
Basically, well, it's a Porsche. Niggas drive. Was that Maybach broken into when we went to Outback?
Let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't.
Like, it don't have nothing to do with you driving a Porsche. Exactly. People just fucking haters and evil. Yeah.
But in my mind, I'm just like, I was literally, I wanted to respond to something. All of my friends drive luxury cars.
Oh, but all you would have hated all of us. Now, how we get in?
And so I'm like, how is it now we all got a target on our backs because we drive something that. It's not like we're driving a Bentley or a Lamborghini.
That's what I'm saying. It's nothing that we're driving that's unattainable.
Right.
Like,
I get the same premium gas as every other bitch that pull up to begin at 93. Like, so I'm just like, what?
Right.
So I'm not allowed to have nice things. And it's been hard because I'm just like, that's crazy. Like, men coming at me crazy at the gas station. Like, I'm telling y'all, I just be like, what?
You want to get a pistol.
What is going on? Coming at me sideways at Kroger.
Saying what?
Just being like, you know, walking around, being like, oh, this
shit. This your car, yeah.
What the fuck the AK tag on the front for then?
And that's why I was pissed when they broke into it again, because I'm like, you're a woman. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be a pistol in there, which is what they're looking for. Yeah. Like, right. Look at the tags. There's nothing in here. Nothing. Y'all just wanted to break it just because. Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't know. It's just been weird. Like, having a conversation about it, I'm just like, do I need to give this truck up? Like, y'all that insecure over cars? Because let me tell you, if my circle pull up, we all going to be nice.
They going to think it's a fleet.
Because everybody's car is, if it ain't 2015, is newer. So it's just like, what are we doing? So you going to be for all of us? Over what we're driving?
Yeah.
Not what we dating looking like. It's just like what we do for a living. But
not anything that matters.
Nothing but my car.
Yeah.
Well, then you don't want to be around me because let me tell you, the car ain't even it. Our house is gonna be the one you really need to be your life with.
Right.
And then if you think my car is a lot to handle, baby, you ain't met me. Like, I'm very high maintenance. I'm very
hello.
But that's a part of it because the guy, I'm trying to remember who I was having a conversation with. It's really, that's what I'm saying, my memory. He was like, you carry nice bags, you have this luxury car. Like, what man is gonna want to approach you?
I mean, low-key, my ex told me that, too.
But I'm just like,
JB,
well, why is that a thing?
And I asked him that. He was like, dude's just, you know.
He couldn't give me a solid reason to make sense.
He couldn't either. He was just saying, like, basically.
Because I got a better car
than you. Work, basically.
Or you
but I'm already handling this car without you, so.
Exactly. That's how I see it. So, I mean, we could do more together.
But I feel like most men automatically feel like you're going to want them to come in and take over your bills.
But that's not always true.
And you got to talk to me. I'm not.
Right. Exactly.
That
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
We can get to that point if I feel like. Some people, they get to that. There are women that be like, all right, I'm going to step back because that's where their relationship advances. I'm not trying to come into something. Looking for, you don't have millions. Exactly. Like, these men be so worried about millions they don't
baby,
have.
Baby, talking right. about gold digging. What gold do you have?
It's quickly, fool's gold.
Quickly, show me. Gold we in the same tax bracket. I might be exactly. above your ass. So, what are you saying?
Exactly.
Nothing.
But, yeah. Because I have... But I remember it was because I have... You carrying that Louis Vuitton bag. People see you on Instagram. And I'm just like...
Well, like you said, he gonna hit your whole circle. So,
everybody.
You may as well dismiss him.
And I'm like... And what I like is for me... Mm-hmm. That's life. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a luxury bitch across the board. I just like nice
things. Yeah, I love a good old.
But I'm not gonna go buy like no Celine sunglasses. Every now and then, that's just sunglasses I will lose and I'm yeah. pissed. So yeah. it's just like, but everybody's value system is different. But mm-hmm. you tell me I'm gonna be single off of two things that are materialistic.
Right.
Not because I'm a mean girl or I'm broken inside because I have a Louis Vuitton bag and I drive a Porsche. Okay, go to hell.
both of which are things that can be easily taken away.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, exactly.
So we not caught what up about it. Like, about, oh yeah, it's nice. I got a cute little car, but that's not the end all be all for you. So I guess like coming off that conversation, what do you need or has anything changed for you?
Now, like, people be trying to cut my neck about it, but I'm like, I don't think I want to be married.
You always said that, though, low-key.
Low-key. Well, I've always said that
like,
more recently.
You been saying that since college.
Since
for
college,
me.
Yeah. So, before college, because I'll tell y'all this. So, a guy I dated was living in Washington the same time as me. So, when mm-hmm. he came there, we was, like, kicking or whatever. And he came to the house, and he was like, you know, I was cooking for him because he had got off the plane. He was hungry. And he was like, oh, so what's going on? Da, da, da. And he was like... Oh, you cooking, just cracking jokes, whatever. He was like, yeah, you know, you still want your family with six kids. And I was like, boy, that came out of my mouth in years.
You used to say that all the time. I want a big family.
And like, he was like, it blew him away. He was like, wait, is this the same Holly that was like, wanted to be? I was like, no, I don't even know if I want. At that point, I was like, I don't know if I wanted a husband, but I definitely knew I didn't want no kids. And this was just a couple years ago. And he was like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. I just... Looking at the economy, looking at the world, especially with this Nickelodeon special, like, I'm just like...
No, that was wild.
Well, friend, don't let that deter you, though.
Well, it's not...
Your kids will be protected. You'll be a good mom. Like,
but not necessarily. It is, for me, it's not a deterrent. It's more of just, I don't want to bring someone into this world that I know I can 100% protect from everything.
Well, our parents couldn't 100% protect us, but we're like...
But that don't mean I want it, because it's going to be on my head. Like, you know, I was watching Kadeem, who is like an influencer. She was saying, I don't sleep because I worry, like, if, you know, my kids aren't home. Or and
she only
like,
got boys, so that's tough.
Exactly. But she was saying that's the life of a mother. Like, you lose right. those hours of sleep from worrying. Like, even with us being grown and not living with our parents, it's still like a wonder of like,
yeah, they know they be thinking about
yeah,
us.
Yeah, my mom, like, if I don't come home, like, if I leave early in the morning and I don't come back, until like later because I'm working and I'm gonna go out afterwards. Yeah. She be like, "Hey, you
were
okay?"
You doing?
I'm like, "Yeah."
I was like, "She be like, you see Amber?" And I'm like, "Let me look up her location real quick." But like that's real.
Rhonda be doing that. And I don't even live with her. She be like, "You home? You made it home?"
See? Right.
So that's why I'm like, I think and it's not like in a negative, but it's just more so like. It's just so much in the world that I'm like, I don't want to bring nobody into this.
I feel that.
And
though.
I'm not going to say
that's
that you know, it can't change.
No, that's fair.
But for now, I'm like, this is how I phrase it to somebody. I have not met anybody in my years yet that has made me want to procreate with them.
That's always been my
like a partner
determining factor.
Yeah,
too.
No,
if
that's
get a
literally
man,
number
that's
one.
That's number one.
That's
literally it should be. But
that's
most
only,
people,
yeah,
like, no.
they do. They don't follow that.
Or do I see myself waking up to this person every
day,
or dealing with this person
every day?
Like they don't go nowhere. They're here
every day.
For the rest of your life, you don't know if you're gonna live to be 102 or what, and this nigga come right behind
that's
you at 103. Like, yeah.
Every day,
that yeah. kind of, and I'm like, maybe that's the Sagittarius.
I would be upset about. If I got married later in life then.
And I'm fine with that. Because I look at it like,
too.
I was telling,
like 40s, 50s.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody. And I was like, we're in our 30s. If the average female lives into their mid-80s.
Men be dying quicker than us though.
Right, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Here. I have more opportunities to have multiple partners. But I'm just like, but that's still, we are only in like the early years of our whole life.
Right.
We're in like the teen years of our whole life. So I'm thinking,
no,
we
that's
good.
True.
So I'd rather wait until like I'm in the midlife of life which is like 40s, 50s, to then settle down.
Because that's what I always told my mama.
Enough behind me to be like, I told my mama,
like, when I'm like 60, I'll settle out here. But I'm way too young to be settling. Like, no. No. When I'm seniorish, Silver Club. Silver Hair Club?
Because people be getting married at 70.
They do. 70s. And be right on happy. But then again, I don't know, my mama friend, she did say she was like, they can't get it up in their 60s. She was like, that's when the body start. For men, their bodies start declining.
Yeah, because they have a lower life expectancy.
Right. Ours, our body changes, but it's not a decline. Our libido will still go up. Whereas with the men, she was like, no, the body's decline. She was like, you're going to be sitting there trying to...
And niggas be out here don't be wanting to get their act together until they're 60. You're not no good to me, Bob.
At that point.
The fuck? Like,
you deteriorating at that point.
You get your ass on then. Like, what you are you good for?
The blue pills.
That shit gonna kill them.
Well, or the honey pack.
That's deadly. I heard that's deadly.
I mean, you get it at the gas station. What else are you expecting?
Right.
I'm scared. Like.
So don't get no better. Like, literally, I kid you not.
I don't even eat meat from the gas station. So you think I'm about to take a pill? Like, well, ain't no telling. I can't, at least with the hot dog, I can kind of see it look all right.
Yeah, you can get some nutritional
facts. You don't know where they got that the pill from.
I don't know what's in it.
Or where it came from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it's they be real here. I'm telling you, I was getting ready. And I came and she was like, oh, you're so cute. She was like, you met anybody? And I was like, no. And she was like, oh. Because she knows, she always like, I can't wait for that to get married. Mm-hmm. And then she came out the date with that. She was like, well, just know these niggas' dicks don't work.
That sound like something your mama would say.
Exactly. No, it was her friend. That's what I was like, what?
Oh, she in the background.
She was, you know that meme where that lady was like, she was sitting by the sink like, she
ain't lying. I can hear her now. I done tried to tell her.
I'm like, what is going on? You know how to advance that part of adulthood.
Right.
So
like,
my mama's friends is
talking about penises.
Yes. My God, I was just coming downstairs to get my keys so I could go, and then you bombard me with that.
Literally, like she was on one that day.
Thank you, Miss Sharon.
I was like, yeah, she was just not in a good mood.
Clearly,
like, damn. So
her dick must not have been getting up for her,
right? Yeah, she's deprived.
Yeah, it's real out here. I was like, oh God,
that's terrible.
So I don't know. I mean, old man already got worms, so.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah,
so.
These girls loving these sugar daddies.
Are they?
Child.
Are they? And that's the other thing that I feel like got guys our age fucked up. Thinking the sugar daddy lifestyle is what everybody wants.
Yeah.
And
what we're looking for. Like, first of all, I know you don't have no money. Like,
I know you don't have no money.
I'm willing to build with you. You ain't about to come with me with absolutely nothing because I'm not showing up like that.
But I'm okay with Chick-fil-A and Chipotle every now and then.
Yeah, and go to, you know, New York Prime once or twice.
Cheesecake Factory.
Baby, I love
cheesecake.
Love me some brown bread.
That 38 page menu goes on.
They'll never make me hate you, Cheesecake.
Never. Brown bread.
Strawberry lemonade.
Listen.
Extra puree. Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
That raspberry cheesecake.
Bring it here.
Yeah.
Bring it here.
Yeah. Like, me is just.
But yeah, I don't know.
They create scenarios in their head. And I just.
They do. They need to talk to more women and more black women. Like, in real life.
They would have to be interested in black women to want to talk to
them. That too.
Well, you know why they're not interested in us, though?
No, I don't. Because your mama.
They say we, you know, talk back too much.
What's your mama do? What's your sister do?
Well, see, that's when he might want to fight me because I'd be like, your mama didn't talk back enough. That's why your daddy never
came
back around.
Exactly.
And then, you know, it's going to be a brawl.
Is it? Or do you just need to go to therapy and seek help? Because that's
it's definitely giving that. I don't know what it is about men and just like seeking self-help from themselves because outside of therapy, they don't go to the doctor. They won't go to the dentist. And I know a couple of men, unfortunately, they have full-time jobs, which means they have insurance. They could go, but they just don't.
Still don't, for free.
That's a mental illness for me. Like,
yeah, now that you say that, they just aren't into it. I don't. Yeah,
you have to basically make them and drag them.
But honestly, if we want to really get like scientific with it, and you think about the generational traumas, and you think about things like the Tuskegee experiment.
Right, but was it any of their family directly affected? Like that should make you want to go more altogether.
But I think that's where a lot of those like folk tales and wives tales or stories come up, and then for somehow it gets passed down and black family.
Oh, that's how we gonna go to the doctor?
Yeah, I really do. I think
because they're giving us syphilis still,
or they you can't trust the doctor because they're gonna do something to you. Like it's like this weird like omnipresent, like, oh, doctors are this and that.
But well, they are, like, though, because look at the state of the black maternity.
Yeah.
You know.
The mortality.
Environment. Ooh. Yeah, they but, are.
And that's my thing. So, I'm like, I feel like as the issue was back then, there weren't a lot of us at in those fields. It was hard to find a black physician. Right. Now you have black physicians.
Yeah.
But the fear is just not.
But a checkup ain't nothing. You literally just going to get your blood taken.
Well, if you ain't never gone to one, you don't know
that. You wouldn't know. No, that's true. But that's I'm saying, true. Like,
yeah, I was about to say, you don't have to let them give you anything. Exactly. They're going to be taking.
You can say no.
So they scared they're going to get syphilis, but you don't have to take no shots or nothing. Right. Yeah. You go.
Or you afraid you're going to get something. Like, I mean, but you look, can look at what happened with COVID. Like, the this whole thing, the fear around what are they giving us, what are they putting in it. Mm-hmm. That's really, I feel like some of those things started.
No,
like,
that's
maybe.
True. And
you
then,
know how many folks I knew that was like, oh, they're putting... microchips in I'm you like, to track you. Have you seen the needle? I don't think the chip all, can fit.
Right.
Do you really think the government care about us to spend fucking money to microchip us?
They'll wipe us out before they try to track us.
Yes. Like, they please did, they were stop no. acting like they care about us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And secondly, it was that and, oh, they made it too fast. Yes, because the whole world, when has the whole people world ever been shut down in your lifetime?
Yeah.
They had the time. So it didn't take a year to make a vaccine. Yeah. We were out, like, the out of the real world for 6 months. So as a scientist, if I got six months straight making a vaccine, of course I'm gonna turn it out in 3 months instead of 3 years.
Not to mention, this is something that just didn't exist before. It existed, just not to this scale.
So they already had stuff.
You know, in those developing countries where there may have been more of a problem.
In the Wuhan lab, they said they had.
And that's the thing, they was in the lab anyway.
Right.
So I'm just like, let's not act like science just comes in a vacuum out of nowhere. Like, no, usually they're working on shit for years. Like, the whole thing around, they got a cure for AIDS. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But you know who that would impact the most by putting it out into the world?
The big farms.
Well, not even that, the but, like, farms. Black people are most impacted by it.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like they're rolling it out, though, because, you know, they got the PrEP now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you can't detect it. And so eventually they'll get rid of it, which they need to.
Yeah, like, it's about time. But then again, we got measles and mumps coming back.
Girl.
We got polio.
That's not because
back.
Of us. That's because of the people. That I don't want to say it.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. No, not them. You know who I'm talking about. Yes. Because the measles and the mumps is in their community. Who do I work around? Where do I work? We had that conversation. I said, they come in there with these, they little.
Oh.
That's because of them and their refusal to get vaccinated. Okay. I don't want to say it on your podcast. Yeah.
I was like, we don't need to.
You know, I don't care about tussling, baby. I'll do it all day, but I don't want that for
but
you.
But I got you. I got you.
So, like, yeah, what? Them. It's them. Because remember, you came to work and I had my mask on. Mm-hmm. I was wearing it all flu season because they open-handed coughing, open-handed sneezing.
They don't care.
And they feel like because they're in their communities, you know, they only hang with others.
But you know what? I mean, herd immunity but works. You're out in works public. But that also means when something breaks out, y'all all get
exactly. Then you passing it to when you go
the
out.
The people and, when you that you in the store.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah. Like, for real. Because you don't know who you're walking next to.
No.
Like, I would like to live
it is quite
years
gross. It is quite gross.
But you're right. But I feel like that, I think for men, for black men, that might be one of the places it stems from. I ain't going to get them all of that. But,
so. Get over it and go get your yearly checkup.
Please.
Period.
Because you can catch something
smashed,
before it gets serious.
I got scraped in my vagina. Like, we got to get everything.
That's the worst. My fucking knees be so weak when they get the...
Girl.
It's like, can you hurry up? Yes, I
it's
be so tense.
Yeah,
I be like, so. That's why I'm like a baby coming out of here.
That means it gotta grow.
The way I be so tensed up, those stirrups be shaking because I be like, hurry! I just hate that feeling. I hate it.
It's the worst. Oh,
it's the worst.
And then don't talk about how when you are part of the itty bitty club, you gotta just
I was gonna say, how
put
that
your
work?
Boob.
Well, they grow.
Girl, they damn near like.
But when you gotta
smash,
get a mammogram,
have you ever had a mammogram?
No, not yet.
They gotta smash.
Well,
you're
gonna be bigger than mine, so you may be able to get it up on the
shelf. I think I get one. I think I get one
on there. But I'm like,
it's like a shell. Girl, they smash it like even harder because you got to get up on it.
But
so.
I feel like you can't smash it. Like, y'all ain't got another way to test?
For a little boobs?
Yeah.
No, I went on the machine.
That don't seem fair.
It's not. Like, that's kind
like,
of shit we got
to
do. You could just slap that thing up there. Like,
there ain't no
I'm going to have to do like you because mine don't just slap up there.
I was going to say, it's going
to. Yeah,
like,
guys, you might have to. They're going to have you. I had to get on my tippy toes because
you
got
to
get all the way up.
Yeah.
Let
me tell you, I rolled over my titty, so I know.
Yeah, I think, between this year and next year, I think she said I'd get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to start getting mine early because, you know, breast cancer running my family. Okay. So I started getting them when I was like 22, I think. But I don't have to go every year.
Got you, yeah.
So
and that's another thing. I'm like, y'all be taking all this shit away. Let me go every year and pay for it. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to pay for this shit.
Yeah. Preventative care.
Yeah, it's preventative care.
And that's the thing with men, like, you can find a little Obamacare plan if you don't have a full-time job or steady income. That you can spend, you can send $10 to them every month. Right. Find a card. Yeah, find a card and send them $10 for your life and health insurance.
Baby, it's wild out here. But, you know, you can go to, like, you know, Schoolhouse Rock for that. We're not here to give y'all all of it.
Yes, no, we got a little
grown.
We did a little detour, but all of it ties back in because this is what we need for our men to come equipped with. Yeah. Like,
I just feel like if you can go to the club, you can go to the doctor.
If you can go anywhere where you gotta pay.
Heavy.
Well, that too.
Because if you can go get some Chipotle, you can go to the fucking doctor.
Yeah, because Chipotle is about the same as the basic Obamacare plan. Yeah. So
don't play with it.
And
then it's like, honestly, like the whole skin around shit, because like, it's like, this is a physician doing some physician work. I don't want nobody
touching
work.
My... Like,
oh. Nobody's checking for you.
You know how many balls they see a day?
Yes! So why would they look at yours like, ooh, these my favorite ones from
they
today.
They probably didn't even drop. Like, get out of here. Men just be...
Can't live with them. Can't live with them.
I mean, damn.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Rosebud got
send them back
here.
To Cinder, okay?
So we just got
to figure return out to Cinder.
Oh my god. ASAP.
Any other questions?
I'm trying to think.
Y'all, what? Comment down below if you want a part two. And if our episodes are the littest, litty of the lit. Is this the third episode?
It's the
Trio Trio. If y'all have noticed, we've always locked down the third episode of the podcast.
It's always the fourth episode. It is always the fourth episode. This is the third time, but it's always the fourth episode.
Okay, scratch that. Can we edit that out? Yeah. Because I was about to start glowing, like, yeah. It's the 333 for me.
Technically, it is the third, but it shows up as the fourth because the first one is just me by myself.
Reintroduction.
Like,
I got you.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll take that.
However you need to rationalize it. What do you hope for in your love life in this next year?
Why are you looking at me first?
I just kind of said it like,
I'm just, honestly, y'all, this has been the year of me working on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So wait,
which means working on you in a relationship, how does that work?
We both have been working on each other. So I think we both kind of understand, like, you know, you getting yours together, I'm getting mine together. And then when it's time for us to
so it's not
be a cohesive unit, then we'll do that.
Separate, it's just we understand.
No. Yeah, I'm not saying that he, no, because nigga, go home.
One thing about it, you're going to love your space.
Listen.
Right. No, I love my space. That's one thing.
I know.
I love
Has he brought up moving in again together? Because I know you told him we never
talked about moving in officially.
Oh, no. I thought he asked and you said no.
No, we never talked about moving in officially. Oh, okay. I think we might have just discussed it. Like,
yeah.
When we live together, he was like, you don't want to live with me. And I'm like, yeah, you might be right.
would you live with him? Like, before y'all got married, is that something you'd be okay with?
I feel like we need to do a test run. Like, you know, I feel like all people, honestly, I feel like all people in relationships should do a test run to see if you can even, like, we was talking about dealing with some, waking up to somebody. Y'all do y'all separate ways. Y'all come back. You know, me and they, not, I won't say they dirty, but they like leave.
Yes.
Leave this. This will be out for 5 days. It's like, you away.
Yeah. That's so annoying. Yeah. And then just, I grew up with brothers, so just cleaning up just around them.
They'll put it right there in the trash. It's right there. Yeah. Like, if you don't throw, look.
It's something about them.
If the mind don't go all the way to the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, no one.
Yeah, I don't want a child.
The lights are on, but it's like maybe one person home instead of four.
Yeah.
It should be four. Like,
everybody not
little boy, where's your mommy? It's like that with me.
No, it is.
The lights are on, but it's a child in there by himself.
No, it is. I don't want no big child.
So the lights may as well not even be on, okay?
God.
No. You're right, though.
Y'all don't have the patience for that.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that. I don't know. So, I would be down with living with somebody and we have separate rooms.
Same.
No, me too.
I really would love.
Or you like, had your man cave.
Yeah. I have or my, not even a man cave. Like, I really and truly, like, if I have to marry somebody.
I was always that person, and people would kind of discourage me to be like, oh, your man gonna cheat on you. You opening up the door for your man to cheat on you. Y'all stay separate. If he's in the same room? If we stay separate.
I'll be down for that.
I mean, he might, but
right. Because I just love my space. Back in the day,
like before the '60s,
my grandparents slept in separate bedrooms. You remember when we went out? Yeah. I'm like, that's such a
yeah. Thing. That's normal.
Been there since I've been little.
That used to be the norm. But I do feel like no, we can have separate rooms. We could be.
I'm not messed up about it. Okay, separate houses might be a little too
that
much.
That could be pushing. I get it. But
yeah, that's pushing.
Separate rooms, though?
Separate rooms is lit.
I used to want a man like who traveled for work when I was growing up. Just because I already knew. Like, I love my space. I was so happy when I finally got my own bathroom. Like, because, like I said, being around boys and, like, cleaning up after them. And those are just little boys.
Right.
So, imagine a grown man, like.
Who you know, like, if you don't throw that up. Away.
My last ex, JB, he used to do that. Like, he would come home from work and just, I could just tell how where he'd been at through the house, through his apartment, because he would just drop his clothes there. And it's
yeah,
like,
they do that.
Why are you doing this?
But you know
and
what?
He was like, I was going to get it, but why do it in the first place?
Just do it.
Just so walk.
While you on the way to your house, I mean, your room.
Just walk 5 more steps and take your things off, and not just take them off in the living room. It's just little stuff like that.
That's
that I don't want to deal with
it.
Even living with a gay man, it was, I was like,
I forgot about that.
She was like, that was like a lifetime ago.
Girl, like, yeah, I was like, damn, I forgot. Like, years ago. That was a lifetime ago. Yeah. Every 10 years, something, you know, big.
But living with him, I was like, oh my God, is this what the married people are dealing with?
But I thought he would have been clean.
I thought so too.
As a Scorpio, especially.
No, he was clean when it was time to be clean. Again.
No, but he gave that November. His birthday.
Oh, there you are.
It's like 20 days from now, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You out, baby. You almost.
Don't do that.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Like, we almost not friends, probably.
Don't do that.
Not like no Scorpio woman, child.
But no, literally, like.
I could see that.
That just. I was like, I thought you were going to be different, and it wasn't.
I guess at the end of the day, he's still a man.
When it was time to be clean with him.
Yeah, because every time I came over, y'all house never looked a mess. Even though times where I'm like, I'm coming from where I'm going to pop over there.
That's because I maintain that. Like, I maintain the common space because it was my furniture. It's my, like, I just didn't want shit out of place.
Right, right.
His room would be a disaster. And really, he was more about keeping the kitchen clean. Like, he didn't like dishes in the sink overnight. He didn't like food sitting out. So
I'll take that.
Yeah, me too.
I was cool with it. Yeah, I was like, well, right.
You got his room.
Right, exactly. My bathroom was the guest bathroom, so I kept that clean.
Yeah,
just like there would be days where I'm like, "Why are your pants sitting in front of the trash can?" Like, cause he would stand in front of the trash can to eat sometimes. And he was just
I
like,
can see
undressed.
That. That's some country shit.
In front of the trash can?
Like, eat stuff that drips, like eating the orange.
Or just, like, rice and something. Like, he would just, like, open the trash. Like, literally, just, we'll be, either we talk or he just stand there on the phone, standing in front of the trash
eating
can.
Eating in front of the trash can.
Eating. That was his stance. He would always stand up eating. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but literally.
I've seen men do that. Yeah. Not often, but it's just
it,
like.
For him, it was often. Okay. And he would leave his clothes just right in front of the trash can.
But he would take his clothes out while he was eating?
Or he was, like, getting undressed and just, like, kind of just sitting.
But go to
his shoes.
That's what I said about JB. Like, why? And then it was, like, he would have to pass his room to get to the living room. So, you purposely, like, causing a mess.
You could literally just do all that in one place.
This is when he's living in Mechanicsville and I had just started going to SCAD. So, I would go over there instead of going all the way home. Girl, I had to start going home because I'm not about to deal with this.
No, I'm not cleaning up after you.
My space is glorious and clear and I can think over there.
Because I'm looking at, like, a sanctuary. So, like, I need my space.
Space is not correct. I'm
definitely.
Not correct.
I don't think men look at it like that.
Definitely.
Well, that's why you see the chaos they live in.
I'm gonna say don't be on the headboard. Like toiletries should be like at the last three little pieces.
No, for real.
And I'm like, really? You don't wipe your ass that much to where you forget to change the roll out?
Yeah.
Before mine even roll out, I'm making sure one is like
ready.
I have one that hooks on my toilet, so it holds three rolls. So I ain't even got to be trying to get up and go get no paper.
I'm just like, y'all don't think like that, dude.
No, they don't.
Toilets don't inconvenience you the way it inconveniences us.
No,
because even when I'm because
you know they just.
But even if I got a boo,
no, that too, no, for real,
girl. They say men be having streaks in their drawers, so
they do.
Oh my God.
Well, I've heard. Never witnessed. I've heard.
I'm so thankful that I've never had a man like shit on himself while he was.
Because that would make me stop talking to you.
Gonna be with me.
Because you need to clean your butt.
Right. Oh, okay. Like, I was
that
like,
that was a
wait.
Joke. Like, okay. Because she said she never experienced streaks. And right. I was like, well, I won't either because okay, I'm not going to be with a man that shit.
Right. I thought you meant like you had. And it was, I was like, wait.
Oh, well, we had a story.
I don't know what kind of people from the past are listening to this. I'm not going to say no names. But yeah, baby. Oh, some guy that we know, he shat on him. Is it shat? Is that a word? Shat?
Yeah,
is a word.
It's shit in yeah. part.
Right? He
yeah.
shat on
sharded.
Him.
Sharded.
Or no, that's sharded.
Sharded is what the...
No, what's the past term of shit? Shat?
I think shat yeah. is a word.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I didn't even know I knew that word. But yeah, he shat on himself.
Oh my God.
Trying to, you know, do the do.
Do the do.
But that wasn't our personal experience.
Right. Let's be very
Thank
clear.
You, God. My stomach weak, child. I can't...
I would throw up.
Sometimes I be gagging at my own self. Like, ooh, child, what did you eat?
You can smell that.
No, ugh. Imagine how potent it smells. Because you know how a fart be smelling so damn stank.
We have.
Imagine
yes,
how
we definitely have farts.
Y'all.
And they was about to deep dive.
Yeah, like, we were. We sorry, y'all.
The conversation was.
The way Jazz sat up with this look like, bitch, tell me about it. I know what shit smell like if it's on you.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm sorry. So
Amber, what about you?
Okay, well, yeah,
what was your like? What
yeah,
was
love.
Your
what you want?
We gonna cut that out. Edit that out.
We'll cut it down. Yeah. Okay. What do you want for your love life this year?
Girl, I just want a love life this year.
I mean, you always have something going on.
It's ghetto.
Yes. I mean, honestly, right now I don't. I'm not dealing with my cancer right now. No.
Okay.
Like that's off and on, back and forth. I am going to probably circle the block around your birthday concert time. You know, things like that.
Sounds good.
We still got to do our road trip to Tennessee. To the,
yes.
I was thinking about that last weekend.
Me too.
Museum
Me
of
too.
Music. Yeah, yeah, we gotta go there. So yeah, I might be circling back around. But no, girl, my phone is dry. I don't have nothing going on, and I don't know what it is. Like men don't approach me or.
Anything well, clearly it's because of your bags and your car and your hair.
Well, I'm carrying this around. You know, I ain't never really been a bad girl anyway,
right, that's
so I don't
thing.
Even care.
I'm like, it's just not
about
not every girl.
Bags for real. I just wanted an LB just to have one. You know, for the culture, like, yeah. I want a Burberry trench coat just to have one. Right. I want a Gucci Dionysus just to have one. Like, those are little
things.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I don't even really care about
pieces.
Bags for real.
Yeah, just pieces.
But, you know,
but yeah, I truly think men don't approach me because of that car. I always feel like it's a gift and a curse because people just look at me like, oh, you got money. It's like, no, you don't know how hard I bust my ass for that car.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody approaching you. So, like you said, it might be a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But I'm hoping, like, with us being outside more this summer when it gets warm, I can meet a man. I am manifesting this one dude, though. Okay.
I hope it's not the same dude from Twitter.
Hell no.
Oh,
no, I forgot about him.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I was just checking.
No.
And to be honest, Jazz helped me come to my senses with that because she would send me shit every other morning. Like, look at this shit. You seen this?
Yeah, I was trying to get
she
that
like,
out
you seen
of
this shit here?
Yeah, I was trying to get that
wow.
out of
What you think about this tweet? And okay. I was like, this motherfucker. I had to unfollow him. I blocked him because I did not want to see him on my For You.
He just give fuckboy vibes.
He does.
Like one of them, you know them Atlanta niggas that
yes.
think they popular, but
I'm
they really not.
I'm such a bird,
not...
though. Because why I like that nigga, though? Because his buffs. Like, that shit disgusting.
I mean, but buffs really? Buffs ain't gonna lie. You put that shit on, I'm be like, hey.
It was them buffs.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I was like, damn, I want heart shape.
I love a Detroit man that know buffs. How to dress. I don't actually know no Detroit man that don't know how to dress.
No, it's somebody different. He's a okay. Cancer, though. I swear I didn't do this on purpose.
Oh, so that's why you over there like, I can't
say. I knew it.
No, but I've never really had, like, bad experiences with cancer men.
I've never dated one.
You wouldn't, because y'all
well, what about, you? So you don't consider your experience with him bad?
With who?
Your cancer.
The one I'm trying to manifest?
No.
Oh, my cancer who y'all know about?
Mm-hmm. You know what you call it, friend.
Wait, who?
You remember the night we all got stuck in?
Oh, I forgot he was a cancer.
Oh,
he was a cancer.
Okay.
No, because that's just how they are. Like, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't bad, though. It was just, like, by the time he had made up his mind that he wanted to be with me and, like, he formally asked me to be his girlfriend, I was like, no. Because you, like, we had been fucking for, like, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I was okay. having him on the side, but I was looking for a man because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you're not it. Mm-hmm. And then finally, he wants to come to me. And I'd be like, no, I told him I wasn't ready. And then his feelings was hurt. And that's honestly kind of like how we fell off.
So would you date him?
No, not in his state right now.
Tunes.
Looking like Barney Rubble out of head. You remember in that the live version of Flintstone movie when Barney had that little that's what they give.
The bold thing?
Yeah, it's giving that but just with plaits.
With plaits.
Oh my god, that's no. The thing.
And I'm not even attracted to him like how he looks now. I liked him back then. So would I date him now? Like no, he was handsome. I think he was cute.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he was cute.
He looked clean. He could dress. You know, his parents had a little change. So I didn't understand why he wanted to be a rapper because his house was gorgeous. Like, I used to get lost in it every time. Like, what the fuck? And you want to do what? So knowing what I know now, I definitely would not date him now.
Okay.
It's a waste of time. Like, what are we going to do?
Okay, if he did not...
If he had a different career?
Yes.
That's not his career, though, because don't he have a job?
Yes, he does have a career.
That's what I'm saying.
If he had different aspirations? Like,
and not plaits in his head.
Yeah. I'll
give it a try, but the thing that would probably, like, maybe, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of disconnect me is the sex. Y'all know he was...
Oh, it wasn't good?
It was good. It was just quick. Because the shit used to be ending as soon as I was getting into it. Because
Amber was 2 seconds. Mia was like 30 minutes.
Mia was 2 hours. You didn't even get a chance to be
next door.
Into hours because by the time y'all came up, baby, it was snores and the Sandman had came.
We literally
by
had
y'all.
Came into the room because I was like, I didn't check on my friend. He was like, for what? And I was like...
Jazz would give a fuck. Like, she was so mad at us.
And I was like, I guess they sleep.
What we was doing?
Y'all were sleep.
Were we covered?
Yeah.
Okay, because I really don't remember that from that.
Yeah, night. Y'all were covered. Like, because I forgot he had to go in there to get something. And I was just like, hello? Like, are the bodies in the bed? There was no movement. I was like, okay, just go in. Let's go.
Bitch, I wasn't moving. How you figured I was good? I could have been over there suffocated. And you like, she good. Come back in the morning. It's like, damn, dog.
I was so ready for y'all to get up. I was like, please.
You could have came up and said something.
I wouldn't intrude. Yeah, you would always be a trooper for that. Like, you can commit murder and I'd be like, Jazz, who? I ain't seen nothing. Like, I don't know what you talk about.
I ain't want to intrude.
Cause you took one for the 10, okay?
Oh, she got me back.
I did.
She
I got me back.
She you back. She got me back.
Yeah, y'all always back. Say I was at home somewhere asleep then.
I don't know what happened that night. Cause I felt like you were supposed to come out with us and
either probably you had got to work caught up at work. Yeah. Story of my life. But yeah. I hate it.
Listen, she got me. She got
I did.
Me. It was chill though. Cause I feel like his friend was cool or something.
Yeah. He was cool. And he was a Virgo. And that's what I'm saying. I get along with Virgos.
Yeah, y'all like sister signs. So what signs, like, or would y'all ever date one of your exes again if they had, like, presented themselves with different circumstances?
Oh, I recycle. I would.
Really? See, I'd be liking new ones. Yeah.
What do you consider an ex?
Like, y'all both established it was a relationship. It wasn't, like, only one person was claiming the other. Like,
yeah. What? The Gemini.
But then why would y'all become exes?
The Gemini, he hasn't progressed.
Okay. That's very important. Yeah. That's a deal breaker at this age.
He hasn't progressed. So.
I feel like all my exes are pretty much doing well. I mean, there are a few that, like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
I feel like we all got those. Yeah. We definitely all got, why did we even look?
Things were different then.
But no, very
honestly,
true.
No lie, most of my exes are married.
Ooh. Wow, are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I had to go back through your list.
Honestly, if you go, I mean, it's a very short list, but most of them are married. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that's been like I'll see the wedding and be like,
let me find out you was a problem.
I think about that all the time.
Damn, Frank, think he was a problem? Or do you think these people just out here settling? Because we already had a conversation about how men especially want to be married so young because their life expectancy is only until 50.
Right.
So do you feel
or
like...
Or just have different expectations, like...
That's what's going on? Or?
I had a dude jump in my inbox or something. I had posted a video about, like, not wanting kids and not really wanting to be married. And it was, like, a funny video, but it was, like, honestly, that's where I am in my life.
Yeah.
And he responded back, like... Oh, who's gonna take care of you when you get old?
Me? That's not why your kids are here, though.
Or your spouse.
Because once they're grown, they can easily
put your ass in a home. Not to mention, they could be psycho killers that I don't want to deal. Like, it could be, you don't know what.
They could be giving Menendez brother vibes. Basically. And you talking about taking care of me. No, get your ass on. Yeah. I don't care if I did birth you.
So that's why you don't ever know.
Yeah. And then your spouse could just up and leave whenever they want. We know that's not secure.
Or they just never were in it. So for me, in my mind, I'm just like.
Is that his reason for having kids? Did he have kids?
This nigga, no, because it's, friend, the rapper friend.
Oh, he did say that. Yeah. I remember that's why you had cussed him out and y'all stopped talking, right?
Yeah.
And then you thought he blocked you?
Yeah.
The whole time it was the wrong number, your ass.
It was. But yeah, so I'm like, I think it's
well, is that his only view? Like, do he take care of his parents? Like, that's weird for him to say that.
I'm not listening to nothing I say. Unless you really are about some shit.
You shouldn't.
You just jump in my inbox. Of course. I feel like sometimes just jumps in my inbox to like.
Because he wants attention? Yeah.
No, and they do that.
Oh, girl, not giving him a rise with her boring ass. It's probably funner watching paint dry. So, of course, he want to come to you for a little razzle-dazzle in his life.
My nerves up. But yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. Like, some people are settling, and then some people,
I agree.
It could just be me. I mean, I really, because marriage? Like, who was getting married at 25? But I did have one guy, we were in college, and he had gave me an ultimatum, and was like.
He gave you an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm, and he was like,
what, either y'all get married or what?
Or we just want to be together because of his career aspiration at the time. He was like, I'm trying to
be married. He had to be married? Oh.
He just felt like he should be my number one priority. And I told him, I'm trying to be a head.
You were still young.
Y'all was in college. Excuse me?
But knowing who it is, that's what he felt like I should be following him.
Mm. Oh, it's following him off into the abyss? Cause that nigga not just fell off a cliff.
But that's my thing. Back then, he just felt like.
Oh well, back then, okay, I could see that.
So that was the ultimatum. It was either you be with me or you be here and we done.
Damn, for that nigga, should have took it.
Well, I couldn't guarantee.
You see where he at now?
Well, he would have had a whole different trajectory.
That's true. And that's my thing.
That's true.
No, I just felt like at 22.
That's true.
That was a wild.
It was. It would have been fun though.
It would have been fun, but in my mind, I'm just like, so you tell me to drop out of school and just follow you just to see where it goes? Yeah, because
he had a chinix.
Well, he didn't have it yet. This before he even went to like.
Yeah, because remember before after that.
Wait, he didn't have the money yet?
No, this was just when he was planning to do it. Right. He was like, I need you to like support me, and I was like, no. Like, I literally looked at the phone. I remember walking to class, and I'm just like.
Well, because you have supported him after he gets the goods. Like, sir, what am I supporting? You have to get the tangible things first.
He felt like, he wanted to see that I was going to be there. So he was like, I need to know that you're going to let all this go when I do get there.
Well, that's why he ended up with who he ended up with, because that's just stupid.
I mean, she wanted to do it.
Like, you can support him and still have your own life.
And that's how I felt. I'm like, at least let me get my degree so one of us is educated.
Yes, and have something to fall back on.
Because in my mind, when we were going through that at that time, I was like, I'll do real estate if that's what you want. I'll do real estate. And so that way I can have something.
Mm-hmm. While it's not a 9-to-5. Right. You can pick up and go.
Right. But no, he wasn't hearing that shit. And so we broke up.
Well, yeah, he does. Yeah. He deserved how everything panned out.
Why would he even want you not to have your own?
Possessive, anyway. Controlling. Because look what she
Taurus.
Look what she has.
Ew. Well, there we go.
She
number
has
one.
Nothing unless it's given to her by him. Remember? But does she still work in a bar? Like, what does she have? So maybe it was like a control thing with him. Maybe Mia was like too free for him.
Oh, that's absolutely what it was. I was always getting yelled at for something. And
you
was
gonna never work out with him. I didn't know he was a Taurus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I wish you had told me that before, because should have led with that.
But yeah,
who was your Taurus?
I don't know. No, you don't know neither one of them. Okay, you remember that dude when you stayed over off of
where in Buckhead?
Yes, when he came to your house.
He came to my house.
Yes, it was him and his friend. I don't know. I think
now
I was.
You tapping into memory. I don't
know. It was when you stayed at the park on Lenox. What is
with
it?
With Jessica, right?
Yeah. And what was I doing over there? You know, I used to work at Perimeter, so I would just come by your house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I don't remember.
Well, it didn't happen like that because he was in the military. He was stationed in North Carolina, and he was here. He was like, oh, I'm at Lenox. Like, what you doing? I want to see you. And I was like, I'm in my friend's house. Like, you going to have to, because he thought I was at home. I was like, you'll have to come later when I get home. He was like, well, Esther, can we come through? You don't remember? He was like, my height, light skin.
Was he cute? Did he have a friend?
Yeah, he was cute. His friend was okay. His friend was dark skin.
You know me, a memory don't
be that great. I really don't recall.
Well, he's one Taurus, and then...
What, y'all got along good?
Yeah, but we was young. Like, yeah, yeah, we were super young. We were 20s. Yeah, like, I don't know if that would count. Yeah.
With somebody.
Yes, I was happy to be out of my mama's house. My friend got an apartment in the city.
Yeah,
we
was cutting up after school.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then the other Taurus, it was my probation officer. You don't remember?
No.
He was older than me.
I remember he was older than me, but I don't remember.
He was my probation officer because I had gotten in trouble. Like, that's when they had super speeder tickets.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They were trying to lock me up.
Yeah, they were trying to lock me up. By
they had me
girls,
scared to get
so.
A ticket.
I had to be on probation, and it was him. Mm-hmm. So, but we was kind of just, like, fucking at that point because I was kind of going through my whole stage. So, that's why I said I need another Taurus man to deal with break that.
Yeah.
Because, oh, dude, he was cool. We just kind of fizzled out because we was young, like I said.
Yeah, I feel like everything in the 20s.
Oh, boy, I never paid
definitely
much attention to him.
We were
or took
just
him
doing
serious,
anything in 20s, I swear.
Yeah, wow, I was like 23 or 24 when I met the second Taurus, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're between 20 and 25 listening to this, and I know we're probably about to shut it down, but live your life, okay? Because once you hit 25, it's time to like, I mean, even though I feel like now we're still getting our lives together.
But it feel like it did kind of go shooting, like, from
after 25, yeah, it's like.
I always say after 25. I was on the wrong
for
side
real
of my 20s.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm low-key behind as a 30-something-year-old, but
same.
I have to remind myself I'm right on time because the economy has never been
in
so unforgiving
very true
to another generation
very
like it has
true
for ours.
And you're a black woman.
And no one trying to help us like other generations got help.
Yeah.
So
very true.
I'm going to be right where I'm at. Not
yeah,
on, I haven't bought a house yet. Oh, fuck
child,
you.
I
no, I haven't had yet a baby. No, I haven't gotten
and
married.
And we not in a rush.
Yeah. And I'm not living in like what, you know, old spank it ain't dank living. Y'all know they down there living in a trailer. So I'm sorry. That might be a little
you're
elitist
so
of me. But I say all that to say
it's no rush.
It's not
it's
yeah.
No
I'm
rush
right where I should be.
Yeah, I'm good too, girl.
Loved, I'm supported, that's all I fucking need. Mm-hmm.
Well, on that note, I mean, we could just wrap this all up. Like,
thank
I
y'all.
That was the perfect way to close it out. You know, if you're dusty, crusty, don't know what you want out of life, just beat it, scram.
Don't hit my friends up.
Mm-mm. They're not. Clearly, they're not. They're going to see you have your hair done.
Oh, yeah, they're going your Porsche and your Benz.
You know, it's just, it's not happening. You know.
And then it's like, I got a base model. Like, ain't nothing special about that car.
Child.
And that's fine. I just wanted what I wanted. But it's like, the fact that people be like, oh, Amber, I signed in a Maybach. Relax.
Listen.
Because that's not what it is.
Like,
no, it is not. But yes, thank y'all for holding it down with us and sticking. How long is this episode going to be?
It's an hour. It'll probably be like an hour and like 10 minutes.
Okay, that's
good.
Yeah,
it's
that's
good.
Because
I feel like once we cut out the boo talk,
that
at least 12 minutes off of this. So we'll
are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Like,
talking about
folks in high school,
she draws.
Just,
this was who started that though? Who started that conversation?
She did, or because you didn't know that she was married to what you call it. And I was like, that's
yes
the same girl that they called.
Oh, yeah.
You started
because
you didn't recognize her in your book.
No, I didn't.
Y'all, we have the,
she
I don't know if this
different
will be here, but we have the 2008 and 2009 yearbook from my high school.
Ooh, baby. Listen. Y'all, comment down below if.
Oh, God. If what?
You have a 2007 yearbook.
From Miller Grove High School.
Yes.
And also, do we want to see 2010?
No, we don't care about them.
Damn. I fuck with y'all, with some of y'all.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't care about y'all. I don't care about none of y'all yearbook.
2007 had a yearbook. That's the real question. Did 2007 have a yearbook, a senior yearbook, or just a yearbook at Miller Grove?
Okay, yes. So
that's
comment down
question
below. Because
we
had
know
a
y'all
yearbook
don't hear. We know y'all be listening.
Yeah, the girls be watching.
Just create your Insta account to comment.
We be listening. Y'all be listening.
Because we know.
So wait, quick question. If they didn't have a yearbook, did they have like a formal graduation, or was it just like a ceremony in the cafeteria?
That's what I'm saying.
Or the auditorium?
No, I think it was in the gym.
Cause it wasn't even a lot of them. It was like 100 of them.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was in the gym.
We had the biggest graduating class.
We were the first.
We
were the first full graduating class.
But we were still the biggest. Cause 2010, they sat up in where the choir sits at Newburgh. We sat out
in
the pulpit.
But that's what I'm saying. But because we were the first full graduating class, I think we were the first like full ceremony that made like oh I had one but I feel like
right
we were the first like full.
All out.
Actual,
yeah, they rolled all out.
So I don't know what 07 had. You know what? Maybe y'all could reach out to King Jai or somebody.
Not you throwing out names. You can reach out to.
Okay, I'm going to ask them.
You can reach out to.
Like, hey, babe. What's going on?
I was about to say something, but I'm
gonna. What you gonna say? You can't be stopped yourself.
He got new music out, y'all.
And on that note,
all right, we wrapping this shit right on up with a bow.